This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At the hour, Heidi Duty, as opposed to Howdy Duty or Hody Duty, we use all the vowels A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. So it could be Heidi. You could spell it H I or H Y. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Everybody who does, raise your hands, please.
Nope.
Good for you, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen here to enthrall you with some good news. Satellites. We've been talking this week about satellites and what happens if these little dinky satellites get sent out into orbit to help us understand weather and disease. So here's a postscript on the conversation about how satellites can help us when it comes to getting sick. Malaria is one of the biggest problems. Malaria, I believe, is number two after diarrhea when it comes to how many people are killed by this disease. Mm-hmm. So the number one killer in the world, if you didn't know that, was diarrhea. Number two killer is malaria. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people every year. And we don't have an identity with it. We don't get it because we don't have it here. But in Africa and Southeast Asia, and down in South America. Okay, so where's the good news in this, Doug?
Yeah.
Let's get to the good news. The monitoring of the planet. Researchers in Peru think NASA satellites may be a game changer in preventing malaria. NASA's probes are already circling the Earth, collecting weather data, environmental data, mapping rainfall, soil, moisture levels. Imagine that. You can do all that from a satellite. Tens of... most of these satellites are up... The ones that carry our programs in satellite audio are up 20,000 miles. They're way above the Earth. Anyway, the point is that NASA has a model that can predict where new puddles and ponds and breeding areas for mosquitoes are likely to form. So in that way, they can identify them and clean them up.
Speaking of weird diseases, have you heard about the problems in San Diego?
No.
What happened? There's a huge outbreak of hepatitis A on the streets of San Diego. So they've been washing down the streets with bleach at night to try to stop the hepatitis breakout.
Oh, I'm not well-versed in the heps, so which one is... Hepatitis A. Is that the kind that you get from someone who's unclean in a restaurant?
Hepatitis A. Let's do a little Google search.
I don't know that much about it either, to be honest with you.
I guess a lot of people in San Diego are lining up for vaccinations. And the outbreak hit restaurants.
It's a foodborne problem.
Yeah, it infiltrated the food service industry. More than 200 people over the weekend lined up for vaccinations at restaurants as San Diego reinforced health safety measures. And it's the largest outbreak of this in decades. It's kind of interesting. On Friday, San Diego County health officials advised the public that anyone who ate or drank at the oceanfront world-famous restaurant on seven specific dates and times may have been exposed to a person with hepatitis A.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's wildly, it spreads so easily.
Well, they were also talking about how if you get, so hepatitis A is a liver infection. It's caused by, it's viral. It's highly contagious. It's killed at least 16 people in San Diego, and there are 421 cases that have been detected. 292 people have been hospitalized. But I think also, I heard that it has something to do with maybe people like going to the bathroom or something in the streets. That's why they were wiping down the streets as well with bleach to try to get it to stop, to curtail it.
If you travel around the world, you understand how fortunate, again, we are. We are so insulated and isolated here. We have horrible circumstances. We have poverty. We have some places in our country that are just unbelievably, in comparison to other places, just unbelievably horrible. But multiply that times 10. Some of the stories that Meredith told me when she came back from Peru last week about the extreme poverty and the what you see, the contrasts, because the tourists come in and they stay in certain hotels and they go to certain restaurants and they are in certain areas. But if you walk off the beaten path in any of these, she was in a small town outside of Lima, and it's just the poverty is, she said, beyond belief, beyond description. So in that circumstance, you think about all of the diseases, because they don't have access to anything. They don't have access to good water, to good food, housing, any of those things that we take for granted. Yet they've lived, many of them, in the same circumstances for millennia. They don't know any better. They don't know, you know, they're not exposed to the finer things, if you will, the nuances of health care. But then, you know, comparing that, some of them live to be, on average, older than we do, because they aren't exposed to the same kind of, we were talking about this before, why is it that we have so many allergies? And why are we getting so sick? It's because of all the prepared foods, or all the preservatives in the foods. And that's a huge, they don't have any of that stuff. And they eat very Spartanly. Is that a word, Spartanly? They have a Spartan diet. So, again, it's kind of important for, you know, some of these countries that are getting a little bit more progressive, if they can use the data that comes off of some satellite that we have, God love them. And we're, I think, happy to help them. We ought to be helping them. But so there's some good news in the strike against malaria, but it's very dangerous. And hepatitis, all those things are. And so good luck to the people in San Diego. I always take a deep breath when I think about it, how fortunate we all are. Look at how good our health is. Jennifer's health, she gets, because she's overtired, she gets colds from time to time. Victoria does a little bit too. Kara's pretty healthy. I like to knock on wood, even though now I'm allergic to ice cream. That's the worst thing that ever happens to me. God, you know, just think about it. But it all is how you live and how you rest. So let me help you get a better night's rest by using My Pillows. Not My Pillows. You can't have My Pillows. I got my own My Pillows. You can have your My Pillow. This is where we get into that exercise of personal pronouns. My Pillow is your pillow. Your pillow can be a My Pillow. All right, you got this? Everybody got it straight?
Got it.
MyPillow.com. Mm-hmm. MyPillow, extraordinarily great American story. Guy who couldn't get a good night's sleep. He tossed and turned all night long. He said, "You got to be a better pillow than this. These pillows are terrible." And he cut open the pillow, and you can see the garbage that many of these companies, these manufacturers, put inside of the pillow to fluff them up. And the stuff that's in there is no good, so it doesn't hold up. And so he said, okay, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to make my own pillows. And he's made a great American story out of it. And it is an American story. These pillows are made in the USA. They may be the only pillows that are made in the United States. So another reason for you to pay attention to giving your neck and your head and everything the support you need, so you are going to fall off faster and stay in that state longer, get better rest than ever before. 50% off now. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't forget, you got to change your pillows every year anyway. Why not do it with an American-made pillow that you get free shipping and the price is half what you would normally pay? Get the deal. Thanks to the DJV connection, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's Automotive News, the Jeep Trackhawk will be harder to get than the Dodge Demon. We have calculated that Jeep will only be able to produce around 1,500 to 2,000 Trackhawks a year. Although our projections are based on limited information, when we questioned Jeep, they would neither confirm nor deny our estimation. The Trackhawk is Jeep's new 707 horsepower SUV with a 0 to 60 mile an hour time of 3.4 seconds. The Trackhawk that we tested in New Hampshire had an MSRP of $99,965. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Punky Carib.
She'd Punky Brewster.
Pretty and Punky. Pretty and Pink, a punk. A punk and oh, pretty no. and pink. All right, never mind. Let's. I want to do other words here. Merriam-Webster has added new words and definitions to the new dictionary coming out just in time for Christmas. Merriam-Webster says it's added 250 new words. Bizarre, obscure things. Merriam-Webster, very excited this week. Added, how do I pronounce this? Sriracha?
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. What's that mean?
Hot sauce.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a noun then, isn't it? It's
a proper noun, actually, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't Sriracha a company?
Is it a brand name?
No,
maybe not.
All right. They had these 250 words are ones that, quote, our readers expect to find now in the dictionary. For instance, in technology, it added the Internet of Things. That's a phrase and a new definition for troll. Let's see. Alt-right is a new political addition. Open carry, another new one. Wow. And there's a new, they recognize pregame.
Finally.
As a new word. Wow. Merriam-Webster editors spend an hour or two every day reading books, magazines, internet articles in a hunt for new words. Isn't it amazing how much influence something like this can have on
culture? Switches. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so let's think about that for a second then, Jennifer. The phrases that we use in our language without considering their full meaning. These are phrases, I'm not necessarily talking about these 250, but there are some phrases that are around that are maybe no longer good.
Think about the words that have changed meaning. So, like, pregame used to mean, like, the time before the game. Now it means to drink before you go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the most prime example of a word that has changed is gay. Because gay used to be, like, merry and happy.
Right.
And now it has a whole new meaning.
21 after the hour.
Fuck! fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Luke Bryant.
Come on over here.
I loved him.
Big farm supporter. Have a podcast I do every week called The American Family Farmer. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. He does the theme music. We have a little more, we have some more material here, Kara, for us to use as we focus on his farm tour for this year. He actually announced more openers for his farm tour. Hits the road at the end of this month, runs through the end, or mid-October, I guess. Joining Luke on tour, Adam Craig, John Langston, and the Peach Pickers. They're an interesting group.
That's a good name.
Huh? John
Langston. That's a good name for a band.
And the
especially
Peach
from
Pickers.
Georgia, right?
Right.
Much, peaches?
Much better than the Chainsmokers, I'll tell you that.
It's true. I'll give you that.
Thank you. It's the first thing you give me all day.
Oh!
Oh. Brett Atkins, Dallas Davidson, and Ben Hayslip. Good name for us. Farm country singer. That's the songwriting group. Actually roomed with Brian at Georgia Southern University. So let's see here. John Pardee's involvement as well. Lincoln, Nebraska on the 28th at a farm, the Banus Farm. On the 29th, Baldwin City, Kansas at Don Ale Farms. 9:30, Boone, Iowa at Zeo Farm. Hi, Boone. Fort Wayne, Indiana on the 5th of October at Spangler Farms West. On the 6th of October, Edinburg, Illinois, Ayers Family Farm. In Centralia, Missouri, at the Stowers Farm on the 7th of October.
You know, you are such a letdown to me.
I am?
Yeah. We have to hear a lot of farm talk all the time, which sometimes isn't all that pertinent to everybody else's life. You have an opportunity with Eastley Farms, your farm, Doug, to host Luke Bryan, and you're not doing it for me? Come on.
Listen, I tell you the truth.
Get with the program.
You call him.
I tried to get to him.
And he didn't respond. Yes.
You called him?
I called. I found
an
email.
Where'd you get his number?
No,
what's his number? What's his email? Luke.Bryan at gmail.com?
Why don't you let Jen handle this, the arrangements?
Help yourself. Go find Luke Bryan again when we come to my farm.
Okay, good. Can I have front row seats then?
Yep, you can come. I'll pay for you to come. How's that?
Perfect.
Backstage passes.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be good. This is not all the places you're going in the Midwest, and there are a lot of farms elsewhere than in the Midwest. But we'll leave that to if you think it's inappropriate to have my conversation about the farm here.
Oh, just give me a break. Just because I'm messing with you. You don't have to take it so personally.
American family. Well, I take the farm stuff very for granted.
I know, and it's good. We should all pay attention.
Thank you.
I think you should take Luke Bryan seriously on your farm.
I think so, too. That was
Jen's
my point.
Sake. Yeah.
I'm listening. I told you. I reached out to her.
I mean, maybe you don't really love Jen as much as you say you do.
Okay. Next up, enough of that.
Or me.
Johnny Cash.
Another one you haven't invited around.
A little hard to get a hold of him. But his son is around blasting the white supremacists that are using his songs. American Recordings, Universal Music said again, sent a cease and desist letter to Stormfront Radio, the radio show for the white supremacist site Stormfront, over its use of Johnny Cash's cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. Roseanne Cash, who's the daughter of Johnny Cash, said there aren't two sides, there's no decent or fine Nazis. We won't tolerate any group using our dad's work for their purposes. Good for you. Stand right up to them, those little bastards. The cease and desist letter, maybe go a little bit further, but publicizing it is important to do. So, good for the Cash family, standing up for that stuff. 28 past the hour.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile has completely disrupted wireless, and Netflix has disrupted entertainment. What happens when you bring two disruptors together? You get Netflix on Us from T-Mobile. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly has more.
T-Mobile is giving people free Netflix if they get or already have a T-Mobile One family plan. And that's a big win because we all love getting something for free, right? So anyone with a T-Mobile One plan can now binge watch their favorite Netflix shows as much as they want, whenever they want, for free, and that includes taxes and fees.
While users of other wireless networks have seen their speeds plummet under the stress of offering unlimited data, T-Mobile's network speeds have increased and the company is doubling down on unlimited data with free Netflix subscriptions.
This year, Americans crossed a tipping point, spending more than 50% of screen time on smartphones and digital devices versus that traditional TV. So mobile viewing, it's expected to more than double by 2020.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com/Netflix.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
For another half hour of conversation here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, focusing on the storm blowing into the areas, same areas it was in last week, different storm. What is it, like new?
Same story, same storm. Different storm. Yeah. Same
21 day. Florida stations are still off the air.
Wow.
And that is not going to be... I mean, when the storm, this next storm blows through there, it's not going to help any of these. It's really amazing.
I would imagine Texas is still sort of the same, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get the same reports from Texas because the way things are configured, there's more land that gets used for towers and that sort of thing, and they put them further away. in Florida, the older stations especially tend to have the transmitters and the towers pretty close to the studios. And sometimes, as was the case with our pal John Harper at WMEL, the towers, two of the towers, fell down on top of the building. So that's not a pretty picture with that. And so I think about what we, you know, we go through a lot of these machinations about making a difference and how we do in our own lives things to help other people. There are a lot of you, a lot of us, who feel like we're just one person and we don't have the ability to go help. We can give money maybe a little bit. But, you know, if you think that way, I would encourage you to change your thinking, because there have been so many stories about how one person did make a difference in these. If you look at the stats of the people who were hurt, shut down, homes destroyed, businesses destroyed, it's almost more than we can comprehend. So somebody said to me the other day, well, I don't know what I can do, I'm just one person. And I started thinking about that, and then just turn it around a little bit. If one person talks to another person or works with another person, and then, you know, it becomes three and four, those small efforts make a big difference. And it isn't just giving money, although I'm sure we still have posted and perhaps refreshed at Facebook or Twitter, Victoria, the names of the groups that we think ought to be supported. And so, if you give money, that's fine. If you decide you want to do something else, that's okay. A lot of people who are retired have gone down into these areas to help out. And that is, I'm talking about rebuilding. They're going out swinging a hammer because this is good. It gives them a sense of purpose. They have the independence in terms of being, you know, if you retire, hopefully you've got enough to live on well or reasonably well. And so you have the ability to travel. And this is what a wonderful feeling you get when you help all these people out. I'm going to sound like a preacher here, but it is really something to behold. It's an opportunity. Everything that I think we're presented with, you know my philosophy, everything is an opportunity. Things happen because they're supposed to happen. You meet people that you're supposed to meet. You go places you're supposed to go. It's all part of it. It works. It's the plan. So the world is made the way that it is. It needs to be remade in some areas. So throw yourself into it. And I've noted that a lot, and I'm pretty critical of organized religion, but I would tell you some of the things I've seen the last couple of weeks give you heart, whether you're a Christian or a Jew, Muslims, it makes a difference. There are a lot of people who have, in the name of their religion, gone to work in these areas, and for that, you say thanks. The commitments there have been really significant. So, what's it, making a silk purse out of a sow's ear? Isn't that the expression?
I believe that
something
is.
Something bad happens and you think, oh my God, why is this happening? No, don't look at it that way. Look,
can you
at
make
it
a silk purse out of a sow's ear?
Yes, you can. I don't. What do
I don't
know
even
about
know
purses?
What a sow is, so.
It's a pig.
A
sow is a female pig.
Oh.
Farm Talk on the DJB program. All right. Let's do some sports here. Both stories that are floating around here today, Jennifer, have to do with the NFL teams in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening, or what more importantly isn't happening, and leave it to the news media to jump onto this. I'm no football fan, and I'm not upset about the fact that a lot of people aren't going to these games, but for God's sakes, they're just getting started. Wasn't there all kinds of preseason excitement, though, and is that why these short numbers, are of significance?
Well, there's a couple of different things at play. First of all, the Los Angeles market has now the Rams, the once L.A. Rams, then St. Louis Rams, now Los Angeles Rams, back again. And they're playing at the Coliseum, which is an older venue, but they seem to be still selling that out. They had pretty good attendance for their home season last year. Then the San Diego Chargers moved to Los Angeles, and this is their first season in our market. They're playing at a much smaller venue at the StubHub Center, which is, I think, in the city of Industry, and the Chargers are struggling a bit. There's a lot of hurt feelings still from San Diego fans who didn't like the fact that the team moved to Los Angeles. In fact, when you go to a Chargers game, there are people flying planes over with messages to the team's owner, basically thumbing their nose at this guy. So, with the first two Sundays of the NFL season in the bag, apparently the attendance ratings are down, or at least that's what the media wants you to believe. The Chargers failed Vail to sell out their first home game at the StubHub Center. That holds about 27,000 seats and is used for soccer, while the Rams announced an official attendance of 56,612 for their home game against Washington at the Coliseum. An NFL spokesman on Monday said the league and officials from both teams remain confident about the L.A. market moving forward, and that's because there's a new stadium coming down the pike. It's going to be built where Hollywood Park used to be, and that stadium is set to open in 2020. It has about 70,000 seats, and it can be expanded for other events, including the Olympic Games, which are coming to L.A. in 2028. Once that new stadium is built, I guarantee you this conversation is going to be null and void, because the Rams and Chargers will be playing in alternate weeks. It's going to be a huge entertainment complex, and I think there'll be a lot of interest around that new stadium. So even though they might be struggling now, I think down the road they'll probably see no problems at all.
Yeah. Well, it's become an entertainment. It isn't a football game. It's an entertainment venue in a lot of stadiums. And that's true of all the sports, I think.
Boy, oh boy, if you wish you owned a house in Inglewood right now, where it's a very depressed economically a very depressed area, and boy, with the Forum and with the new football stadium opening, people that have a home there are going to be in the money.
But don't you think, Jen, too, that it will also depend on how well the Rams and Chargers actually play? Because, like, I grew up in New Jersey, and we have the Jets and the Giants, even though technically they're called New York, but they play in New Jersey. And so we have two teams to choose from. The Jets are kind of always pretty pathetic. Not always, but in my lifetime, pretty pathetic. And the Giants have been really good. But if you have two terrible teams to choose from in terms of how well they're playing, don't you think that might, even though it might be a nice new stadium and facility, the team has to be good in order to really draw in the fan base?
Well, I think, yes, I think obviously that'll bring the longevity if the team can actually perform or if they do a good job. I do think, though, once the stadium opens, there's going to be a lot of interest from people in L.A. saying that they tried it out. You know, there's always that thing in L.A. where we have to know what it's like. So I think for at least the first year or two, they can probably go on the newness of the stadium. But you're right. Obviously, it comes down to team performance.
Yeah.
All right. As long as we are talking about football and we've had a focus on hepatitis A, which is a problem in San Diego, apparently the city is bitter about the Chargers going up to Los Angeles, and they're not over that yet. To sort of back up what you were saying, do you think that they'll be sorry that they left San Diego, the Chargers? Maybe that's...
I don't know. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I think probably, yes, maybe. I mean, fans are not... Because it's so close, it's different than St. Louis losing a team to Los Angeles. This is up the freeway. And so I think L.A. was probably banking on some of those San Diego fans chasing their team, which I think some of them may do. But I think there are a lot of hurt feelings. There were a lot of anger towards the ownership of the Chargers.
All right, so here's one San Diego restaurant giving out free tacos every time the Chargers lose. A Mexican restaurant offering customers a free taco the day after any Chargers loss. It's the El Polo Grill on Bonita Road near the 805. Victor Lopez runs it. He says he was lifelong Chargers fan till the team moved. He wants the team to go winless, despite what it may cost him. It is a diehard. And kind of, isn't it amazing how people get? We all know people in our lives.
Well, imagine the Chargers trying to win in that environment when half of your fan base now hates you and wants to see you lose.
Right.
It's weird.
Do you think the energy of the crowd helps you win?
No matter what the sport? Absolutely, I do.
Mm-hmm. So you have the so-called home team advantage.
Right.
Right? In many of these circumstances, and you wonder whether it works. Sometimes I remember a couple of important baseball games the Red Sox were playing at Fenway Park as they were running up the way up the curb to be possibly in the World Series, and they booted it. And people are like, how can they do that at home? I understand how they do it elsewhere, but there's always a little of that stuff.
Well, I mean, like, in, you know, when you go to a Seattle Seahawks game, I've never been in person, but I've had friends who go to Seahawks games and live out on the West Coast. And what do they call that? The 12th man, right?
Yeah.
Because the crowd is so loud that it's like having an extra player on the field. That's how much of an advantage that crowd gives to their home team. So, yeah, I mean, it can definitely affect it. And if the morale is low or if people are there just to look at the stadium and not really be into the game, I think that probably does affect the players.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, so there are a couple of insights into what's going on in the world of sports in general and specifically. Here's something that is a general announcement for those of you who want to have protection from bad weather storms, whether it's the summer storms, the heavy thunder showers and lightning storms that knock the power out, or in the fall, we here on the East Coast concern ourselves in the Midwest now with the loss of power because of hurricanes. Then you have snowstorms in the wintertime.
Don't forget earthquakes. We had one last night in L.A. Yep.
You had one last night?
Yeah.
How big? Really?
It was a small one. It was like just under 4, but it was right under UCLA. So it was, I think a lot of people felt it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, there's something else. Yeah, there's another reason to go online to championpowerequipment.com. Check out all of the options. That's the best way to do it. Check the website at championpowerequipment.com. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles. For a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through some of the important Tech Talk items. Apple in the technology news, as they normally are. Amazon, no stranger to that. I thought it was interesting that Toys R Us has filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11, 1,600 stores in America, 60,000 employees, and we all know that the challenge comes from all of these sorts of things being available online at Amazon. That's yep. That is the single biggest reason. I'm looking at the filing here. It doesn't affect their stores outside of America, but it does affect the Babies R Us chain.
It does. That's I thought that would be okay.
Yeah, no, they're operating. They've gotten some KKR. Kohlberg, Kravis, and whatever they are. It's one of these breakup outfits. Very profitable. They put up the money to keep them running through Christmas, and then they'll be the debtor in possession and will be able to sell off the leases, depending on. I mean, they'll probably reorganize, keep some of the good stores running,
yeah,
and not keep all the ones. You know, anything that's questionable, they'll stop operating. But
that's a shame, because that's the one type of store you would think you'd want to keep around and not just use online, because kids in a toy store, I mean, that's a special thing, you know. When I was a kid going to Toys R Us, that was a big deal.
Well,
I had the little catalog, I had everything marked of what I wanted to have for Christmas and what I wanted to see in person. I mean, toy stores are, especially Toys R Us, that's really too bad.
Isn't Lazarus, the New York chain, Lazarus, didn't they have department stores? Lazarus, does that ring a bell with you?
I've never heard of that.
L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, yeah, I think it was a New York-based store. Well, the guy who founded that founded Children's Bargain Town, which was a baby furniture store, in 1948, and that's how this company got started.
Mm.
So, anyway, the Toys R Us chain is suffering the fate again because of the... The complete domination of Amazon. Wow, what's going to happen to that? You got to wonder if the governor's going to think about, somebody's going to start thinking about breaking them up like they have other big, big companies they control so much. Interesting to see how that shakes out. In a moment, we deal with some news from Amazon and Apple here on Tech Talk.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Victoria, let's get to what Apple is doing to improve Siri's mental health support. This is interesting.
This is very interesting. Apparently, a lot of people use Siri to have lengthy conversations, and because Apple collects this type of data from Siri, they've been seeing a pattern that people who are feeling depressed will talk to Siri. If people who are lonely, I mean, there's a lot of things that people are using Siri for that Apple didn't necessarily plan for. So now they're working with software engineers who have a background in health and wellness and peer counseling, so that in the next iteration of Siri, when someone says, Siri, what's the what does it mean to be depressed? Am I depressed? When people are asking these types of questions, Siri is going to be equipped with much better answers and ways to get people help immediately, suicide prevention hotlines and things like that. There's an app that a lot of people are using. It's from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. It's called PTSD. And it's a PTSD coach, and it offers strategies and coping mechanisms for people, for veterans especially, who use Siri and use this app. So Apple is working on developing that even further in the next round of Siri, which I think is great.
All right. New York is in the running, as are other new cities in terms of Amazon's new headquarters, their second headquarters. So how... where is
HQ2? That's what Amazon is in Seattle, of course. That's their main campus. That will be staying there. And so now other cities like Detroit and now New York City are vying for. They have a deadline of October 19th to get their pitch into Amazon, and then Amazon will reveal where they'll go for HQ2.
50,000 jobs. Wow.
Yep.
Big time. 59 past the hour on DJV.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.